Commerce Secretary Designate Donald Evans goes before the Senate Commerce Committee today. The hearing is going ahead despite the fact that Democrats are in charge of the Senate from now until January 20th. Then the Republicans will take control as the power to break ties in the evenly split Senate shifts from outgoing Vice President Al Gore to the incoming Dick Cheney. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more on the Senate's opening day.
The first day of a new Congress often finds individual lawmakers feeling their way along, but yesterday the entire Senate power structure was topsy-turvy.
The Majority Leader, Senator Daschle, is recognized.
Mr. President, on behalf of the entire Senate.
Vice President Al Gore vaulted Democratic Leader Tom Daschle into the Senate's top job for 2.5 weeks. Daschle rose to power in 1994, just as his party lost the Senate majority, and he admitted that even a brief hold on the reins of power is welcome.
I must confess that in 6 years as minority leader, I had a moment or two when I wondered if that day would ever arrive. But I assure you I intend to savor every one of the next 17 days.
Republican leader Trent Lott couldn't bring himself to call Daschle Mr. Majority Leader, but he did echo the Democrats' call for cooperation as a matter of necessity, if not inclination.
I must say that it's the first time I've ever been referred to as the minority leader, and while it beats certain alternatives, I like the other title better. But we're showing here today, and I hope we will show during the next 17 days, and more importantly during the months beyond that, that we will always find a way to work together.
The calls to work across the aisle have proliferated until they began to take on a tone of inevitability. But lawmakers know that it's far more likely the new administration will find itself on a slippery legislative tightrope, pulled on one side by House conservatives and on the other by 50 Senate Democrats. Centrist lawmakers say that on education, trade, and tax policy, there's ample common ground. But Gore sounded a harder line earlier in the day when he told the Congressional Black Caucus that compromise isn't always the answer.
When you are the conscience of the Congress, you, of course, have to do your best to reach across party lines, but you also have to know when to draw the line.
The sense of disorientation yesterday was heightened by the presence of President Clinton, on hand to watch Vice President Gore administer the oath of office to the First Lady, now also the junior senator from New York. Mrs. Clinton is one of 13 women senators, including Jean Carnahan, named to a Missouri seat after her late husband Mel defeated Republican John Ashcroft. Now Ashcroft faces a contentious confirmation hearing as he attempts to become George W. Bush's attorney general. Carnahan avoided any direct criticism of Ashcroft.
I think that he has become certainly a lightning rod that has attracted people from throughout the United States have found that the appointment does not suit their political persuasion. And so they're going to want to know how he is going to respond to things like civil rights and women's equality.
Republicans expect Ashcroft to weather the criticism, but the judiciary will provide many opportunities for partisan battle. Last month, President Clinton made a recess appointment for Roger Gregory, the first African-American judge in the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now he wants the Judiciary Committee to make that appointment permanent. No hearings have been scheduled. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, The Capitol.